that's got together for the industry. It's planning world of opportunity. It's golden talent, it's the hook of the show. Get ready, let's go. Welcome to the industry.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the industry. We are your hosts, Akia Uwanda and Nicole Lester. Hey, Nicole.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Miss Akia.
Hey, girl. The industry show showcases indie talent from around the nation in their entertainment and beauty industries while introducing them to industry experts and you, their indie savvy audience. Miss Nicole.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Who do we have on the show today, girlfriend?
On the show today, we have luxury lifestyle consultant, co-host of the Toni Braxton Show. I'm sorry, Tracy Braxton Show. Fashionista, developer of a new chic European wine called Edelweiss, Mr. Rodney Foster. So everyone needs to be listening in right now. They need to dial into 347-989-8385, or they can log on via the web. That's www.welcometothetheindustry.info. Listen, ask any questions, whatever you want to do, make sure you press 1 to actually be sent in to the host. So, Kia, here on The Industry, we're showcasing and highlighting a business of the week every week for free by way of SRN. So tell us the business of the week.
Okay. Well, this week's business of the week is Shea J's. It's a premier confections company with Creole flair. Their mission is to please the most discerning palate by creating the most memorable culinary experience. Allow them to create a party in your mouth by bringing a little piece of New Orleans to your door. Give them a call at 678-439-NOLA. That's N-O-L-A. Or go to www.shay, that's C-H-A-Y-J-S.com. And be sure to let them know that the industry on SRN sent you. So, Mr. Cole, you are now in the industry. Yes, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Graduate, a displaced professional, or subject matter expert looking for an opportunity. Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity. If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in challenging work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net.
Mommy, you're always working on a project.
Well, baby, Mommy's job is to help people conquer their vision.
What do you mean?
My consulting firm is called Visionaire Consulting Solutions, and we consult businesses to make whatever branding, marketing, and event vision come to life.
Wow. Can you help me plan my birthday party?
I sure can. Are you ready to conquer your vision? Visit www.conqueryourvision.com or call 904-469-7511. That's 904-469-7511 today.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Welcome back to the industry. You're here with Nicole and Akia. We'd actually like to go ahead and introduce our special guest for tonight. We keep saying luxury because this man is fierce. I mean, he knows style, he knows flair, he knows fashion, he knows wine, food, travel. You can ask him about anything. So he is defined as a luxury lifestyle consultant. Rodney Foster, a native Washingtonian, began his career in commercial real estate, managing millions in assets. His style and his swagger got him on the pages of the glossiest magazines around and dubbed as one of the nation's best-dressed men in the area. So definitely, he's going to tell you exactly about all the ventures and projects he has going on. We want to go ahead and give the greatest, most exquisite industry welcome to Rodney Foster.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello.
Awesome.
How are you guys?
We are awesome. Wow. How about you?
And thanks for the introduction.
I was like, we're going to keep talking about him too much, and he won't be able to say anything when he gets on the show.
You
like talking about me?
Yes, special on that introduction.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. But I was just like, you know what? Let's start right here, because if we say anything else, everybody will know about him, and they won't even need to talk to him. But we want them to interface and engage you tonight. Rodney, are you well?
I am well, and what about yourself?
Doing well, hanging in here. Glad we have some sunny days, done with the snow officially, and it's summer. I'm ready.
I know. I'm ready to get, you know, this summer started. We had, like, an awful winter where a lot of things was just slowed down, so I'm, you know, just as well as you are, just ready to get this started.
Now, let me ask you before we get into the actual interview, are you back in the country yet?
Yes, I just got back a couple of days ago from Germany, yes.
Good. All right, just want to make sure you're back and you're in place and position and you're ready for us here in D.C.
Yes, I am ready.
So I think we'd actually like to really just get into the interview now and just ask you exactly who you are. We've been talking about you all week. We just introduced you just now to everyone. But in your own words, who is Rodney Foster?
I am Rodney Foster. I am a Washingtonian native, born and raised in D.C. You know, it's very rare these days that you find someone that is born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And I had opportunities to move away, but I had decided to stay in D.C., in which I'm glad I did stay because it had provided me opportunities that I may not have gotten if I would have moved away. So I'm glad I stayed in D.C. and just decided to stick it out. And it's kind of like working for me now. So along with that, you know, I've been employed with the federal government for so many years. And, you know, the federal government has been good to me and it has allowed me to do numerous things that I wanted to do. So shout out to General Services Administration, 'cause that's the federal agency that I work for.
Cool.
And also just, you know, going to different socialite events in D.C., I have became, you know, familiar with quite a few people in D.C., so that would allow me to, you know, do other things that I wanted to do and open up doors for me here. So D.C. kind of like works for me. A lot of people say that, you know, you have to really move away, you move out of D.C. to really make it. But I guess it depends on what you really want to do. So.
No, I mean, I think it works for you. I mean, it definitely works for you. And it's according to where you are because, you know, people who live in New York, guess what? You're born and raised there. Why would you move away when everybody's coming to New York? There's so much industry and things happening, and you're at the pulse of everything, especially when you grew up there. And it's just like, you know, legacy or just generations of people there in the area, sometimes it works better for you. So that's not a bad thing that you've always been in D.C. It's really cool. And the fact is, you're well-versed in whatever's happening around the world because you travel. So
yes.
It doesn't matter that you live here and you've always lived here. It really matters that you have some exposure to some things outside of D.C.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Awesome. Mr. Rodney, hello. This is Akia. How are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself? How do you pronounce your name again?
Akia.
Akia, okay, because I was looking at, I was like, I didn't want to, you know, sometimes when you pronounce people's names wrong, they kind of like get upset a little bit. So I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
Look, Akia, you one dot. Akia, you one dot.
How are you?
I'm great. Now, Mr. Celebrity Personality yourself, how did you get started with fashion consulting for other celebrities?
Well, what happened was that I've always been a fashion type person myself, and it all started by me always going to the Washington Wizards games years ago, and a lot of people were like, well, who is that? Who is that? And most people didn't know me, you know, at the game. They would always just inquire about me. So as I was going to the games quite often, I got to know quite a few of the NBA wives. So we kind of like clicked. And I was just styling them mostly for free just to get my name out there.
Okay.
So as I was styling some of them, then it just passed on to, you know, some of their husbands. I was doing, some work for a couple of their husbands or boyfriends. So that's how I was able to get into that part.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's how a lot of people actually do get started. But he was right here in D.C. If you had been anywhere else, it wouldn't happen, okay? I'm just reminding you.
Well, I'm not going to say it would have never happened anywhere else, but,
okay.
You know, it happened for me here. You know, I think, you know, if you can do it in one place, you can take it somewhere else and do it as well.
That's right.
Very good. So we do want to shift gears a little bit to find out a little bit more about one of your other celebrity clients and friends, Miss Tracy Braxton. So
that's
what
my buddy.
We really want to get into how you started to transition into that radio show, how you all came together. I know it's a few personalities that's there, but I want to really kind of focus on them bringing you into the fold or you coming into the fold of the show.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, just to correct the statement, you know, she's not my client. We, you know, I co-host for her on her show, and we're friends as well, so I don't want to get that confused that, you know, if somebody here, well, you know, he's not her client, because some of my other friends, you know, that's their client. So I just
right, they style
that.
Her or whatever.
There won't be no confusion with that. But how it came about was, I have been knowing Tracy Braxton's manager, Cliff Jones, for many years, and he has his own company called Soul World Entertainment. And when they was talking, when Tracy was off of her radio show, they were trying to put the pieces together. And one of my good friends that works at Radio One had suggested to Cliff that, well, won't you bring Rodney in as, you know, wanted a fashion, you know, to do fashion and just to click with Tracy because I have known Tracy as well. So they had asked me that I wanted to be a part of it, and I was like, sure, you know, it was a great opportunity for me. So that's how I was, you know, was able to get with that situation.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So how has your experience as a well-versed multimillionaire dollar commercial real estate manager prepare you for your own branding today? Because you have your own brand. You have your, you know, we'll talk about your wine brand in a few minutes, but you have your own branding. So how is that whole, your real estate your real estate management position prepare you for this, being that you had those million-dollar clientele and, you know, those properties?
Well, I have been doing real estate, you know, on the side for myself, you know, outside of the government. I have always purchased and bought homes and sold them in the D.C. area. So I have did that from, like, I want to say early 2000 to 2006, right before the market had crashed. I was doing that on my own, but as me doing it for the federal government, it just shows me how to really conduct business, because when you're dealing with people who own, like, office buildings and office warehouses, you know, who spend millions and millions of dollars on these places, and you're responsible for them. So it kind of like got me through the process of my own business as well. You know, I have to be sharp and on my toes dealing with people, because when you're dealing with a certain amount of money, people don't want no foolishness. They want to know what you're talking about and do you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of like prepared me for what I'm doing, you know, because I'm trying to elevate my business to millions of dollars. So I have to know what I'm talking about as far as what I'm doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So true. I want to lead into one of my favorite pieces, your wine.
Okay.
I want to talk about, you know, just the development and your vision for it.
Okay, well, first of all, the name of my wine is Edelheiss Wine, and it's spelled Edelheiss. And that word is a twist to the famous Swiss flower, Edelweiss. It's the white famous flower in Switzerland. And Edelweiss is spelled Edelweiss. So Edel means royal and noble. And my wine is Heiss, H-E-I-S, which means hot in German, because it's a hot German malt wine. I was introduced to this type of wine when I was vacationing in St. Moritz, Switzerland. So a colleague had told me to try this hot malt wine once I get out there. And once I was out there and I tried it, I was like, I didn't get the first two sips, but the third and fourth sip, I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting, and I'm, you know, I'm getting a little warm, because everybody was sitting outside with their fur coats on, ski coats on, and just smoking cigarettes. Like, it was a sunny day outside, but it was like 10 below zero out there. So it kind of like interests me as far as what I like and for business, because I have never even heard or even tasted of a hot malt wine. So when I got back to the States, I contacted someone that I met in St. Moritz and was like, I would like to create a hot malt wine for the United States. So they was like, I think that's awesome. So, you know, he helped come up with the name, and I trademarked the name, and, you know, I just went from there.
That's wonderful. Wow. We can't wait to taste it. My mouth is salivating over here in Jacksonville, Florida.
It's very delicious. I've been getting a lot of great feedback, because I had created sample bottles from the recipe that my business partner gave me, and, you know, I had let quite a few people taste them. Let's say if only 10 people tasted the wine, 9 people like it. So I didn't really get that, you know, I didn't really get a lot of bad feedback from it.
Wonderful.
Well, I will say, Akia, since you're down in sunny Florida, you don't even really need it right now. But I've had some myself. I was able to sample some, and it's a great, great wine. And I know some people are really familiar with it in the colder areas where they do it for the holidays and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you, that is a fantastic wine. And it's kind of like, you know, drinking sake, like, you know, the Asians do, whatever else. And so it's like a you know, it'll hit you. It'll sneak up on you, kind of hit you. But let me tell you, it's not just a drink. It's an experience where, you know, the aromas and the feeling and just all the flavors. I mean, I'm talking about it's coming out of your nose, mouth, ears, whatever. And it's good. It's pleasurable. So,
and one thing that we want to do with this wine is break the tradition, because a lot of people drink this wine during the holidays. Mm-hmm. But we drink hot tea and hot coffee all year round, so why you cannot drink hot wine all year round?
That's why I say I need some. Right here.
Yes. And then opposed to the hot wine, we're also going to be doing one that you can put on ice. So we're not going to just concentrate and focus on the hot wine. We will have one that you can put on ice. And everything is going to be organic. And every ingredient in my recipe, well, which in this wine is a healthy ingredient. So it has a health, it has its health benefits as well.
Well, what's your general market for your wine, and where would it be sold?
Well, right now we're going to launch it in the Washington, D.C. area because that's where I'm from.
Okay.
So, of course, I want to do it in my area first. But we plan on marketing this in the United States, and then we want to take it back through Asia. Well, we want to take it through Asia, then back to Europe, because this type of wine is, you know, it's already known in Europe. It's called Glühwein. And we're doing a high-end version of what's already out there. So European people, they're very familiar with this type of wine. It's just a lot of people in the States are not familiar with it.
Gotcha.
Wow. He has a great, great plan. I love it already.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, just from the wine, like you said, Nicole, from the aroma, we're planning on doing other things as well, like coming out with a candle with that same aroma, because so many people, you know, when they open the bottle up or when they heat it up, they was like, oh, I just love the smell. So I'm like, okay, well, why not just do a candle as well?
Yeah.
So
there's
other things that we're going to do besides just marketing a wine.
And, okay, so tell us this. Tell us actually where it's going to be sold. I know you're going to start here in this area, but it's not just in the grocery stores, right, or not just in the liquor stores, package stores, or whatever else. You'll be able to get them in the restaurants as well, right?
Yes, our plan is to, you know, also sell it online through our website. Mm-hmm. And our target markets are restaurants, hotels, airlines, trains, sport arenas, specialty stores like Whole Foods and Harris Teeter, because those places sell alcohol as well. And one place we definitely want to hit is the military bases, because a lot of military people that were stationed in Germany are stationed here now, and they sell alcohol on the military bases. And, you know, we don't want to forget those people out there that's in a military base that knows about this wine. You can go right to the commissary and get the wine as well.
Very good.
Nice.
Look at
Kia.
You thinking? Look at
Kia. Oh, yeah. Look, plenty
of
military bases, too.
I hear you. Will over there, girl.
Look, Campbell, love it.
Love
Campbell's. That's an awesome idea. Beautiful.
Definitely.
Thank
so, Rocky,
you. Thank
if you don't mind hanging tight, we're actually going to go for a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with luxury lifestyle consultant Rodney Foster. Keep us locked.
Sure.
You're now in the industry.
Hello, welcome back. You just heard Mr. Daniel D. Used to be my girl, the urban violinist. We love him and love to play his music on our show. We also have with us today, get ready, drum roll, the illustrious, the fantastic, the super catch, fragilist, the SV Elidocious, luxury lifestyle consultant, Rodney Foster, everybody. Rodney.
Hello.
Chocolate, sexy chocolate.
I just like how you introduced me. I need to call in more often.
Well, then you are all that and much more, okay? Okay, you are all that. So, you know, we want to get a little bit into this luxury lifestyle consulting that you do. So we know that everyone has their own unique personality. So as a luxury lifestyle consultant, what type of things do you ask when preparing to style someone?
Well, first of all, you know, I would ask, you know, what colors do they like and what kind of materials they like, because everybody, you know, they have their favorite color and they have their favorite material, because it's you that's wearing the clothes. It's not me. I'm just helping you get to that point. So those are some of the things I would ask, like what is your favorite colors and what, you know, materials you like, because some people just want to stay away from certain things. And I try not to force something on someone, because if you don't feel good in it, then that's going to come through your personality and the way you look.
Now, what about style? Because sometimes they ask, you know, they may have like a hip-hop urban style, but you may, as an expert, you may see something a little different, you know, for an award show or something like that. So do you have pushback when you suggest a totally complete style that someone's used to as well?
Well, not as much. Some people, they're comfortable in certain things, you know, but then you just like, look, trust me, let me try this. But once they see, you know, the finished product, they're like, okay, I get it now. You know, then they're happy. You know, it's not too many people that was not happy with my services, but you do have people who's comfortable just in certain clothes at one point. Then when they try something new, they're like, okay, you know, I get it, because sometimes change is hard.
Gotcha. Nice point taken. Wonderful.
I know. I do have a question about, you know, what if people really don't, you know, have the money necessarily to do all these luxury brands? Everybody can't wear Prada. Everybody can't have Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, Versace, Versace. So, you know, what stores or what places can people go into that will kind of give them the same look? It won't look cheesy or cheap or anything like that, but definitely well put together. You have any thoughts? You have some, you know, instant go-to places that you like to shop that's not really, really high-end like that, but definitely you can have somebody looking classy when they step out?
Well, I'm going to tell you an incident that happened to me at one point. A friend of mine had came over to my house one day. He had this white blazer on, and I was in a market for a white blazer, another white blazer. And I was like, where did you get that blazer from? It's like it was very cut, and it was very tailored, and it just looked really nice. And he said, I got it from Express. And I was like, where? He said, Express. So I was like, okay, because I would have never thought in a million years that I would shop at Express. Like, I see them in the mall, and I just keep going. But when he told me he got that blazer from Express, I went online and got it the same day, and I bought it in all the other colors that it came in. So, you know, Express has some really nice things, and they're reasonable price. And plus, when they have a sale, you can get it for dirt cheap then. And another one of my stores, I always shop in, like, for everyday stuff sometimes, is Target. I love Target. You know, they have, like, nice T-shirts. They have some, you know, I don't really buy a lot of things from Target, but, like, clothes, if I just want to kick it around in and just maybe go to a cookout or go over to some friend's house, you know, I get some of my things from Target. You know, you can always hook things up, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to run to Prada or Versace or Chanel, because a lot of people can't afford that stuff. So, you know, you have to, you know, look what's best for you, and you can always ball on a budget.
Oh, like that's it. Right. Ball on the budget. Akia. Let's quote him, Rob.
I'm putting it on there right now.
And then just one more thing. When I was in high school, a lot, you know, I went to Wilson Senior High School in the district, and it was known for, you know, like people come from with money, and everybody that went there basically was like well-dressed. So we had some friends that wore a lot of designer things to school, but we had one particular young lady that went to school with us, and her name was Carla Anderson, and she always shopped at stores like Rainbow, you know, like those little,
yeah,
the little stores that some people just won't go in, but at the end of the year, she won Best Dress.
Wow.
So
because she had to put it together. She just had style. She just had style,
yeah,
right?
And it's not where you get it from. It's just how you put it together and what works for your body.
And she did. And she did that. Yeah, I mean, that helps lead into the next question we have, because right here on the show, we actually have the show to invite experts like you onto the show to kind of, you know, teach our listeners and our indie audience, you know, who want to actually go into fashion design or styling, exactly how you would actually do that. So kind of tell us exactly, you know, what someone would do, you know, if they're trying to go into the business right now and they want to open their own design firm or their style firm and be like you, how would you give them a start? What kind of start would you give them? What would you say?
Well, I think the first thing to start with is basically with yourself. You know, if you look good yourself and you have a particular, you know, style, people will see that, and most people will ask, you know, where did you get that from, or who, you know, who styled you or whatever, and you can just say yourself because you did do yourself. And then also you can start with your family and friends, and, you know, you can do those people anytime, you know, you can just help them out, because sometimes, you know, your friends are always looking for something to wear. And you can just, like, hey, let's go, let me pick this out for you, do this and that. So I think the first thing you would start is, like, you know, with yourself and your family, your friends.
How do you stop it right there? Like, where family and friends used to you doing it for free because, you know, you're just kind of doing it as a courtesy when you're trying to start your business, and then all of a sudden you are in business. How do you stop these people from from mooching off of you at this point? When do you do that?
Well, I think it's a, you know, everybody has to understand, everybody has to get paid for what they're doing. And you just have to tell that person, you know, at a certain point, look, I've been doing this for quite a bit of time for free, and at least buy me lunch or something. You know, and then in the industry, when you try and get in the industry, you're going to be working a lot for free just to try to build a name for yourself. You know, you're not going to just come in the door unless you, like a June Ambrose or somebody like that, and just command all this money. So when you first starting out in the business, you're going to be working for free a lot. So just be prepared for that. But, you know, once you start building your name, then you can really start charging people. But in the beginning, it's going to be a lot of freebies.
Wow.
Got it.
Note to self, a lot of freebies. Everybody
I mean, that's just yourself. Like with any brand, you know.
You're right. You're right. We talk about it all
like,
the time.
You know, with me getting ready to launch my wine, I know that I'm a, you know, have to set a certain amount of bottles out to give out for free just to get my name out there.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Well, we do see, we see here and discover talent or talented people every day in this entertainment and beauty realm. What can you share with our listeners to encourage them to never give up on their goals and dreams? Because it does get discouraging.
One thing I can say is, like you said, never give up, because it's been many times, even with my wine, I have been working on this for going, well, it's been 3 years now, and it's been a time where I just felt like, you know, it's not going anywhere. My business partners are not doing what they're supposed to do because they're over in Europe and I'm in the U.S. So it's been plenty sleepless nights. It's like, you know, I wanted to give up, but I had already invested money into this, and I believe in the product. So that was giving me strength to keep going. I told my business partner, hey, look, I'm going to do this with you or without you, so you need to figure out what you want to do because it's going to happen. So you just have to believe in what you're doing and just keep striving and never give up.
And another thing I can probably add, if you don't mind, Rodney, is surrounding yourself with people that believe in you and your brand too. Because
yes.
I think if you get that reinforcement from people like, this is good, no, you can't stop. Other people, you know, that you don't, you can't even think about it because they won't let you. They remind you of what you've invested and how good this is, and you'll be, you know, so upset if you let it go and then somebody else picks it up. You know, you put so much time and energy, money, and work into it.
Yes, and that is true. Just like I was saying before, like how I created sample bottles of my wine, and just say if only 10 people tasted the wine, 9 people liked it. So that was enough encouraging me to move on. But sometimes you will have family members. Well, it was, unfortunately, it didn't happen to me, but you will have some family members or friends who will try to disencourage what you're doing or saying that's not going to work. So you just have to have the strength in yourself to say, I believe in what I'm doing, and just make it happen, because everybody's not going to agree with what you're doing.
Very good. So guess what? A little birdie told us that you actually are starting a new reality show. You're going to be a part of another bigger project.
Yay!
Are you able to talk to us and tell us about it, or is it still a secret, or what?
Well, it's in production.
Okay.
What
you have to give us
that,
a name. Yeah.
Me and, well, I don't want to give out the name to it just yet, but we'll just say DC Fabulous. But what happened was I had created a show where it was my idea, and I took it to Tracy Braxton's manager, and he loved the idea, and then we started putting the players together, like who we wanted in the show, and we shot where we filmed it, and we shopped it, and now the Logo Network is really interested in it. So hopefully, I think in June or July, the production company will have a screening with the Logo Network to show them what we have done so far. But that just goes to, you know, back to show you like how you believe in things yourself, because by me being in D.C., no one was knocking at my door to say, hey, let's do this reality show. And I think I'm just as fabulous as anybody else on TV, but I wasn't given that opportunity, so I created my own opportunity. And hopefully it will come to pass, you know, that this show will be on TV soon.
Awesome.
We know you. Like he needed another title. Look, Kia. Like he needed another title. Now it's producer.
Well, I need to do something.
Hey.
I need something, because it's been a long time coming.
Hey, when God put it in you, you can't help but just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Now, we know you can't give us the name. Is there a certain message that you want people to take from your position on this reality show, which is the driving force of why you wanted to do it anyway?
Well, the basis of the show is that it's about, well, I think one guy may be out, I'm not sure yet, and not be out because he don't want to do the show because it's conflicts with him and a production company.
Okay.
So it's about 6 or 7 guys, and all six or seven guys are gay, and, you know, we live in D.C., and all of us are entrepreneurs, and we all, I don't want to say we live like fabulous lives, like we jetting here and jetting there, but we live comfortable lives, and we just want to show D.C. and show that D.C. is not just all political, and we do have fun here, and it's not all stuffed up. So it's, you know, you do have your drama on there as well, but it's no fighting or anything like that, but it's going to be different for D.C.,
Wow, that sounds like an interesting show, and it's real. I mean, you know, it's going to be real. Wow,
yeah, all our lives we putting out there, and the message is that, you know, well, everybody that's not African American on the show, we do have a couple of Caucasian people on the show, and we just want to show everybody that you can be gay and be successful and not just, you know, stereotype that, you know, all gay people are just about sex. Because sometimes that's what they label gay people, just about sex. And, you know, we're not just all about that. We're about being somebody, getting our names out there and being positive.
That's a good point to stress.
It really, really is. And I didn't even realize that that was a stereotype. I thought that, you know, people, what they do in their bedrooms is very, very separate from, you know, the lives they lead, the jobs they have, the business they start. I just didn't realize that was a stereotype attached to it. But I'm excited about the show and the idea, and I commend you on your production. I mean, that's really awesome to start from nothing at all, a basic idea, and then have the courage to actually push it through the people you know and shop it around and to get it out there. So even if it doesn't go that far, it's a matter of the fact that you did it.
Yeah, and you know, that's why, you know, I try to tell to some other friends of mine is that, you know, if you just have an idea, just go with it, you know, because a lot of these TV people or radio people, they're not knocking on everybody's door. So if you really want to do something, build the door yourself and open it up.
Yes, that's right. That's what we believe in.
And
that's
you just never know what might happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Rodney, we have you. You're one of the hosts on the Tracy Braxton Show.
Yes.
You are creating the wine. You're still in real estate. You doing style and fashion, luxury, travel, production. Look, production. When do you sleep? When do you sleep?
Well, thank goodness, you know, I have flexibility. Like on my full-time job, I have a, you know, flexibility to do other things as well. It's not like at my job I'm going down busy from 8 to 8 or whatever. I do have a lot of flexibility on my job, but I do get my job done. But, you know, it's some nights I'm up all night getting things done because my business partner and them, they're 6 hours ahead of us, so I have to communicate with him sometimes. So, you know, it's a lot of sleepless nights sometimes, but it's worth it to get to where I want to go.
Very good. And before we actually start chiming this thing off, what I want to do is ask about your recent trip to Germany. Can you tell us real quick about that?
Yes. I went to Germany because that's where the vineyard is at that's going to be producing my wine. So I wanted to go there and visit the vineyard and, you know, meet the owners and walk the place and just get to know them instead of doing everything over the internet, you know, like email and Skype and things like that, because I think it's important to meet face-to-face so they can get to know me and I can get to know them. And I'm glad I did go because my bottle is a white bottle, and the owner was telling me when the bottles go through the process of being filled with the wine that they would hit each other through the machine, and they would start chipping. So what he would do is put a plastic coating from the top to the middle of the bottle to protect it so when it's going through the machine, it won't chip. So I was able to see that process. I was able to see him come up with the actual wine that we're going to use because I did have a I had to send him a sample of what I had, what I created for my wine. And it was so funny because when he first tasted the sample that I created, he was like, this is a little sweet. So the normal hot malt wine is about 50, I think it says 54% or 64% sugar in it. Mine's had like 104.
Ooh.
But our taste is different from the German taste. So we created another one that is less sugar in it, but you still can taste the difference between the regular hot malt wine that's out there and the one that I'm creating. So I was glad I was able to do that and just see the process and, you know, making sure that this is going to be an organic wine because every wine that they produce is organic. They've been producing organic wine since 1980. And they gave us two additional bottles because they produced fruit wines, and one wine was a pomegranate wine, and one wine was a melon wine. So I'm telling my business partner, because my mind is always thinking, well, once we get the hot malt wine off the ground, let's come back to them and see if we can brand the melon wine and the pomegranate wine under our label.
Wow.
Because a lot of people, I've never even heard of a pomegranate wine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or a melon wine. So these are wines they make as well. So it was a very productive trip, and I'm glad I did go just to see, you know, everything that I needed to see. And plus, it's just so beautiful over there. It's in the countryside, and you're just like, I don't want to go home. But, of course, you know, you got to go home.
I was just thinking that. I mean, the hills and the greenery and the breeze and
yes,
the sun, the air. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about. Man, that's cool. So tell us what's next for Rodney. I mean, you're doing everything else. What else do you think you want to do?
Well, for right now, I just want to make sure, concentrate on getting, you know, the Edel Heights wine out there. So I don't think I want to take any more projects on right now until I at least get the first bottle on the ground in my hands, and then I can move on from there.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fabulous plan to me.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I can't to give you all a bottle, so, you know, I got to make that happen.
Oh, we would love it to take it. Thank you.
Appreciate
Look,
it.
With the candle. Appreciate it.
And then, Nicole, you already tasted, so you already know what's in store.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, she told me about it. My mouth was watering when she was talking to me. You know, I was in Jacksonville, it was a hot day. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what the temperature was because I was already warming inside. She was telling me about it. And then the candle, you know, everything. I just can't wait.
Yeah, I would definitely make sure, you know, you get a bottle once we get everything moving. So you can experience the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then you have that 10 out of 10 you're looking for.
But, you know, like I said, a lot of people never even heard or tasted a hot malt wine, and it's just different. You know, we are always looking for the next big thing. And, you know, I have talked to quite a few people in a PR agency department, and they were just telling me, that it's a place in the market for this because you cannot go nowhere and order this type of wine.
See? That's it,
I want to be one of the first that put it out there.
Well, that's what it is, a niche product, and we wish it much success, Mr. Rodney. Well, where can listeners find out about that, about your upcoming show, follow you, like your page, et cetera, go to your website? Where can they find out about you?
Well, on Facebook and Instagram is Rodney Foster, @RodneyFoster, and on Twitter is Rodney E. Foster.
Okay.
So Facebook and Instagram is Rodney Foster, and Twitter is Rodney E. Foster.
And that's where they'll be able to find out about the wine and everything as well?
Yeah, that's what they'll be able to find about the wine. The website is still under construction, so you won't get much information about the wine off the website. But I'm always posting stuff on social media about the wine. Like I posted something earlier about the wine on there. So the best place right now is through the social media contacts I just gave you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Rodney. You have so much refinement, style, and pizzazz to bring to the world, not just for your entertainment, but everyday living as well. So you continue to walk in your destiny and let us know what you're doing so that we can be updated and that we can update our listeners on the happenings of the extraordinary super casual and the audacious Rodney Foster. I could even get it out.
I really appreciate it, Nicole and Akia, for giving me the opportunity to speak with you all.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for your time, Rodney.
Thank you. And we definitely be talking soon.
We will be.
Thank you.
Take care.
Rodney.
Thank you. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. Awesome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well,
keep us locked. You're now in the industry.
Yeah. Go high, go low, yeah. We crack, we body body banging, baby. I know this thing gon' drive you crazy. It's Mr. Miss, yeah, he love the ladies. See, Ali, I'm one of the greatest. I like them brown skin like my lady. I'm going in, ain't pulling out, trying to make a baby. And every time we do it, she say, baby, chase me. Love the pleasure she gives, and I ain't even wasted. She keep that dang a lane motivated. And when she gone, I fantasize seeing baby naked. Be like Rihanna, baby, take it, take it. I beat the part until she menstruating. She know I go hard while I'm demonstrating. My foreign car's a motivation. She say she ain't scared, but we couldn't even make it to the bed. Gave her that stroke and left her brain dead.
So, Miss Akia.
Yes, ma'am.
You had to ball out real quick for Rodney on his way out.
I guess that was a song about the wine. See, it was, we had to do a salute.
Salute to the baller.
Because that's what it'll make you do. All right. A warm, molten wine. I cannot wait.
It's mold wine. M-U-L-L-E-D.
Mold,
yeah.
Mold wine. Okay, got it. I can't wait. It sounds scrumptious. And like you said, I have never heard, you know, when they get this one underway, I've never heard of the next step, which is just to create the pomegranate wine. I've never heard of that. So I can't wait for that.
It'll be
it was pomegranate.
Though.
What was the other? What was the other one he wanted? He said
melon.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! I can't wait. So yeah. I'll be coming up.
So he'll give us some
let
update.
Me know. Yeah, when we all have the wine party up there, let me know. Get my ticket.
Okay,
thanks. All right.
Sounds good. Yeah. So we do want to thank the listeners for hanging in here with us and definitely giving us some love over here to Rodney Foster. He was a fantastic guest. I mean, gracious to give us his time tonight. Akia, you have any shout-outs and announcements, darling?
Let's see. I want to this is a follow-up to the Jacksonville Jazz Festival. I just want to congratulate all of the Jacksonville local talent that was involved in the Jacksonville Jazz Fest with me, and I must say the local talent, Nicole, all performed at the Jacksonville Landing stage. Well, they had another stage as well, but everyone was awesome. The local talent of people, and you know, I love the people who they had this year. They had like Al Jarreau and Phil Perry and Mesa and some other national talent, but Jacksonville really embraced local talent and really enjoyed it. So I'm very happy for the outcome and the support from City of Jacksonville and all who attended the Jacksonville Jazz Fest this year. So that's what I did want to say because it takes a lot to do this, but overall we all had rave reviews. So I just want to thank everyone for coming and also being a part of it and the artists for showing up and showing out.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yes, me.
Glad it worked out. Congratulations again to you and then your whole worldwide tour you on starting. I mean, you all in Miami on the beach, doing whatever you want to do.
I have had several. Let's see. Okay, we had the Color Purple going on here, Jacksonville, so I was in that. Then the Jazz Fest, and then. For Fernandina American Beach, which is a historical African-American, the first African-American-owned beach by
L. Lewis, the first black millionaire in Jacksonville, he owned that, and that beach is protected and still in his history till today. So that we had a big jazz fest down there with me and my band yesterday. Then I had to drive to Fort Lauderdale for the jazz brunch here in Los Olas, Fort Lauderdale today. That was great. I have coming up a few other gigs. I'll be in Gainesville. So, yeah, I do have a little mini tour going on, and I'm looking forward to getting right to Atlanta, Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark, yes, for the Neighborhood Awards show and awards presentation in August with SRN, yes. And we have some other stuff going on, so definitely look out on the industry page for those appearances as well. But I'm excited, Mr. Cole. Yes, ma'am. And all that EPR is doing, too. Thank you so much for Imperial PR, all that you are doing, Mr. Cole. Thank you.
You're
look,
welcome, girl.
Shout you out. Because you, look, you make it happen for me, so I appreciate you for all that you do.
All right. Well, I guess it's a wrap now. I appreciate it, Kia. So next week, same time, same place. You are now in the industry. Take care, everybody. Have a blessed week.
We're glad you